Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Here in Ireland for over 40 years, that's four decades of trust, reliability and expertise. Visit Zurich.ie.
Now, maybe some good news for people on the edge of fuel poverty or struggling to pay energy bills. An enhanced fuel allowance package that will benefit more people. And they promised to do it earlier, I think. Social Protection Minister Darragh Cleary is in our Dáil studio and will bring us clarification. Fall through the ADA. So what's being announced? What are you pointing to?
Well, Cormac, we're beginning the fuel allowance season from this week. It's a weekly rate for the next 28 weeks of €33 a week. About 410,000 households around the country will get that payment between now and the beginning of April. Earlier in the year, we expanded the scheme to include for people who are over the age of 66. They no longer have to be in receipt of a social protection payment to qualify for a single person over 66, they can have income or means of up to €27,248 a year or €54,496 for a couple to qualify. We've also increased the disregard of the amount of savings that qualify. And also we've expanded the fuel allowance to those on carers allowance that it becomes a qualifying payment for the first time. People receipt of carers allowance, if they qualify, may receive the fuel allowance season.
Okay, so the broader criteria, Minister, is that in relation to energy prices increasing and recognising, I suppose, the fact that more people are struggling?
No, it's a commitment on the part of this government and indeed of the last government to expand the fuel allowance to those that need it and that need it most. The fuel allowance has been with us for some time, but you know, so for instance, the carers allowance, those who are caring have much considerable extra fuel costs. Those who are older have extra fuel costs, and it is a permanent payment. It's paid every year, and it's the kind of focus that I have in the forthcoming budget, Cormac, to continue to expand it.
But it's in recognition, obviously, that more people are struggling, and there has been what seems to be a relentless price hike by energy providers. You'll accept that.
I'd accept that, absolutely. But equally, the fuel allowance is with us, and I want to continue to expand it to ensure that at this time of year, as we go into the winter season, this will last through to winter and into spring.
Do you think it's enough?
Well, I'm focused on expanding it and expanding the allowance, expanding its reach in the budget. We'll know this day 2 weeks as part of the negotiation. But Cormac, it's
That's the recognition that it's not enough then, is it?
I always want to expand it because I don't want anybody to be in fuel poverty. But if you add it to the household benefit package, there's a €35 a month credit on the household benefit package specifically towards electricity and fuel costs for those on both. Yeah. And there's about 542,000 households in the country getting the household benefit package. That's €167 payment.
Which is a lot, some would say, but even with that, people are having to make choices between eating and heating in shorthand, but they're basically struggling to pay bills.
I mean, we've established the National Energy Affordability Task Force to actually examine all of the issues around fuel pricing, why energy prices in this country are so much higher than we think they should be.
But why are they, I wonder? I mean, do you have any...
Well, that's why we have the
task force. Do you think the price hikes
there
recently are justified?
Minister Dara Brian is meeting with all the energy companies to discuss that. I think it's important also, Cormac, to recognise that the biggest energy company in the country, Electric Ireland, is not increasing its gas prices this year and is actually decreasing...
As to why other providers are increasing. We have some of the highest energy prices in Europe, as you say, and they're significant double-digit increases at a time when the rate of inflation has slowed down.
Yes,
surely
that's
why
Minister Dara Brian is engaging with the companies directly around that. That's why we have the National Energy Affordability Task Force. It was established in June. They are working. They've already given some recommendations in relation to potential budget measures, and they are considered and they're very focused on the long-term measures we need to get a more competitive market share. And the government are very focused on taking action on that, and that's something I will continue opportunity to work with my colleague Minister Dara Bryan on.
Okay, can I ask you about the presidential campaign and those comments from Catherine Connolly today in relation to Hamas on foot of criticism from your leader, Micheál Martin, the leader of Fianna Fáil yesterday in relation to her comments about Hamas. Did you hear the comments from Catherine Connolly? Are you satisfied now?
Well, she was much more definite about Hamas this morning, but we're focused in Fianna Fáil on a positive campaign, and that is the campaign of Jim Gavin, somebody who's given enormous public service and will build on that public service as president, build on building communities, build on building individuals around the country.
I know that, but let me pull you back now to Micheál Martin's comments and criticism of Catherine Connolly. You say she was more definite. She would say she was always definite in what she said about Hamas. She accepted and condemned Hamas's action on October the 7th from the outset, she says. She agrees with the designation of Hamas as a terrorist organisation, and she has never supported illegal activity at all, she would say.
My question is
why the comments from Micheál Martin, were they justified?
They were, absolutely, because Micheál Martin is somebody who has never deterred from being critical of any terrorist organisation throughout his career. He's been very clear and very strong on that throughout his career. There's never been any equivocation on his part any terrorist organisation.
So you believe then that Catherine Connolly justified what Hamas did on October the 7th?
Look, I'm not going to... She let a situation evolve yesterday following her interview in the BBC that she seemed to stand over Hamas, that she seemed to defend their role. She clarified that this morning.
But hang on a second.
Equally,
Clear. No, it's quite clear. Let me put it to you, because it's quite clear what Micheál Martin said. He said, in relation to October the 7th, Catherine Connolly said it was wrong, but then moved quickly to qualify it by saying, oh, everything didn't start on October the 7th, as if that somehow justified what Hamas did. So my question to you is, do you really think what she said justified what Hamas did?
She was very clear that what Hamas did on the 7th of October was wrong. She was very clear about that this morning. She wasn't as clear previously. And what we need is that whoever seeks to be president of Ireland has no equivocation around terrorism, nationally or internationally. Well, that the President of Ireland seeks to be a positive role model for peace and for peace
building.
Was this
dirty politics from Micheál Martin?
My apologies, sorry?
Was this dirty politics from Micheál Martin?
Absolutely not.
Did you or Micheál Martin ever hear Catherine Connolly support violence or an illegal terrorist organisation? Why come up with that question?
It was absolutely not, Cormac, dirty politics from Micheál Martin. Micheál Martin has been very clear all his political career and continues to be that there's no equivocation around any terrorist organisation. The BBC interview yesterday left that open for interpretation.
You really believe that?
Yes.
Were you using a complex situation to try and bamboozle people to somehow stymie another candidate? It wasn't
absolutely not. And, you know, I listened very carefully to Audrey Carver's interview with Catherine this morning, and it was very clear where she now stands. But it wasn't clear after the BBC interview yesterday.
Okay. Minister for Social Protection, Dara Cailleary of Fianna Fáil, thank you very much indeed.